Praise God, for whom all this. Thank you. to God, and he will make love visible to man. Yeah. All right? That means you got to treat everybody right. All right?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Britt. Let's give him a hand of praise right now. Give yourself a hand of praise. Amen. For showing up this morning. Amen. You win because you're able to show up this morning. Amen. Give yourself another hand of praise. Amen.
Going prayer for the revival. Thank you. Wake up! This is the day that the Lord has made. We got to rejoice and be glad
when you leave, as long as breath is in you, you will have some trials and tribulations in this life.
Yes, Lord.
I know the pastor preacher, but the truth of the matter, I have trials. Yes. I have tribulations. I go through some trouble.
Yes, Lord.
But I have learned in the course of pastoral preaching that you cannot allow your trials or your tribulations to keep you down.
Yes.
You have to use them as stepping stones in order to get closer and higher to God. You got to learn early how to take lemons and make lemonade out of them. You got to learn how to praise God in the midst of your setbacks, your difficulties, and your battles. It's easy to praise God and worship God when things are well in your life. But when things shift for the worse, that's a golden opportunity to keep on praising who God is. Because I have learned from Gigi, I have learned from my papa, that when you praise God, you feel much better. When you give God the glory, you just feel much better in the midst of the stuff that you still are going through. The songwriter this morning, David, has experienced a whole lot of difficulties, been through a whole lot of valleys, had a whole lot of downs. David in our text has experienced a whole lot of dark days. But whenever you read Psalm 30, you see where David is still optimistic. He's still positive. He's still able to see the sun shining again in his life. That's a teachable moment for all of us this morning. Doesn't matter what we go through, we have to see our setbacks as a setup or a comeback. Don't ever rest in your setback. You have to see your setback as a setup or a comeback. You have to see that God is up to something good in your life. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. In other words, God will take some rainy days, and God will take some sunny days. God will take some good days and some bad days in order to blend all that stuff together so that you can have a good life.
God has blessed you more than your eyes can see,
weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. It's a brand new day. They just said in the text, your past is past. It's a brand new day. I mean, somebody ought to shout, it's a brand new day. David is trying to show us in the text, you got to let go of yesterday. You can't enjoy today holding on to yesterday. It wasn't your fault, but be a bigger person. I know what it did to you is wrong. It was awful. It mistreated you. But you can't enjoy the present for holding on to them. So David in the text is trying to show us how to enjoy this brand new day. He said, the anger of God is just for a moment. David said in the text, he said, God would get angry just for a little while. Anger is just for a moment. You better shout right now. evening and night goes together.
Yes, Lord.
That's why you don't have to say a word. Just your behavior will tell your pastor if you are in night season.
Yes, Lord.
Or morning season. Just through observation, I just observe what you got going on. And I watch your behavior on Sunday morning. I watch it during a weekday. And when I'm able to observe, I say, well, that person is going for a night season, or that person is going for a morning season. And David is showing us in the text, it's a no-brainer that whenever you are, amen, in a morning state, you are operating in a night season. And a night season is designed to keep you down. A night season is designed to steal your peace. A night season is designed to steal your praise. It's no fun of operating out of a night season. A night season would tell you to commit suicide. A night season would tell you to pick up stuff that's designed to kill you stone cold dead. You got to see David in the text. David is showing us not to engage in a night season. A night season will make you come to church playing like you're sleeping. When you operate in a night season, a night season will allow you to gossip in God's house and try to pull other people down. But the text says, after the night season, David declared, weeping may endure for a night. But look at the conjunction word in the text. David declared, but. Word in the text. I learned in school that whenever you have a conjunction word, but or and, you got to understand that what comes behind this but will either support what's in front of the but or go against the but. Oh, God, have mercy. Y'all about to miss a shot here. I love this conjunction in the text, the word but. So David declared, weeping may endure for a night, but somebody ought to shout but. You got to see it now in the text. Weeping may endure for a night, but y'all miss a shot here again. But joy got to come in the morning. Notice now, David has went against the first statement when weeping. In other words, the words that in front of the but now supersede the words that behind the but. Oh God, have mercy. In other words, David's saying in the text, but joy comes in the morning. Notice that when it's morning season in your life, you have joy. Notice now that joy and morning goes together. Ooh, y'all about to miss your shot cue. Weeping and darkness goes together. Weeping and night goes together. Joy and morning goes together. And I thank God this morning that it is your morning season. That's why you have joy this morning. That's why you have rest this morning. That's why you have a peace of mind this morning. Because it's morning season in your life. Let the haters hate. The wicked people will celebrate. But the truth of the matter, the real deal this morning, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. And the truth of the matter, I don't know like you know what the Lord has done for you. You know God being good to you. You know the Lord brought you out. You know the Lord has taken care of you. And it's your proclamation. We have the answers to her problem. We have the answers to her problems. Now, God, move in a very powerful way. We claim the victory right now that you are flipping every person, everything and anything that she's going through. Touch them and deliver them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Now, we love to be here. Say, Lord, I thank you. For this moment. Now, Master, I confess my sin, which are many. Please forgive me of all of my sin. Now, Master, come into my heart, come into my mind, come into my soul. Father, I thank you for forgiving me. I praise you for writing my name in the Lamb of Life. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Come on, members, come on, greeters.